I'm here with Maisie Chin, Executive Director and Co-Founder of Community Asset Development Redefining Education. What is the National Week of Action?
The National Week of Action is an annual week of action, obviously, from the Digging in Schools campaign, which is a national effort to bring youth, parents, organizers, advocates, attorneys, researchers, multiple stakeholders, educators, to actually focus attention on school pushout for a week through various activities in local communities. We right now have 13 states participating, and here in California, our Digging in Schools LA chapter has been extremely active, and we've had the good fortune of having support from other sites that are also joining with us this year. And so tomorrow we're going to actually have our event for our week of action here in Los Angeles.
And what is that event?
The event is going to take place tomorrow in the afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock. We're going to have a cyber virtual rally with three other cities up and down the state, Fresno, Sacramento, and Oakland. We're going to have youth, parents, organizers, advocates participating through monitors and the internet and jointly speaking about the problem of school pushout.
Why have there been over 720,000 students suspended or expelled within the last year?
Well, actually, it used to be more. When Cadre first started working on this issue back in 2005, 2006, there were 73,000 suspensions just in LA Unified alone. Now, the numbers, believe it or not, have gone down, but the issue of harsh discipline is still an issue because the word harsh may be a misnomer because really there's an incredible amount of unnecessary, inappropriate, overreacting school discipline, and it's just what we mean by harsh. A lot of the suspensions, nearly 40, 50% of them are for defiance, what is known as willful defiance, which is the most discretionary category you can actually suspend a student for, and it basically is the catch-all. So now it's harsh because students are suspended for talking back, rolling their eyes, generally being teenagers, essentially, or youth, especially youth who are in crisis and sometimes just dealing with trauma, that their only recourse sometimes is to express themselves in ways that maybe do not conform to what our standardized testing-centric culture in our classroom needs. And as a result of all of that, they run counter to this rigid school culture, and it really is now punishing them for not having an outlet.
What kind of discipline should replace the current system?
Well, at Cadre, we've been fighting for alternative discipline for quite a while, and in 2007, we actually helped ensure the passage of school-wide positive behavior support, otherwise known as PBS for short. PBS is based on there being age-appropriate interventions, focusing on being proactive at the first sign of a misbehavior, engaging the family, tracking that with data, and over time making sure that the first resort is not suspension. It's absolutely the last resort, if at all. And more importantly, the underlying issues are addressed.
And what is the next step in getting positive behavioral support in schools?
Cadre, along with our partners in Digging in Schools campaign, including Public Counsel, Youth Justice Coalition, Labor Community Strategy Center, and Children's Defense Fund California, and the ACLU of Southern California, we collectively work to support each other's campaigns. And so when they support Cadre's work, we're actually fighting for full implementation of this model in all of the schools, but most especially in South LA schools, where there has always been the greatest number of suspensions. The other thing that we are focused on is making sure that even if the suspension numbers go down, people really look at whether or not there is incredible racial disproportionality.